You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In the TV news business, there is somewhat of a new category of reporter. It's called the VJ, which stands for video journalist. It's a reporter and a photographer combined. And I say it's somewhat new because when many of us started, we had to shoot the stories that we reported. So this is a bit of everything old is new again. However, if you are learning the business, if you're interested in this career, or you're just curious about it, VJ Mike Carroll from KCRA right here in Sacramento is in studio today. He has a new book. It's called Breaking into TV News, How to Get a Job and Excel as a Reporter. Mike, welcome to Insight.
Well, thanks for having me.
We didn't cross paths at KCRA, but I always love trading stories, so it's great to have you here.
Well, thank you.
VJ, you heard my introduction there. It's something today that I think has evolved more out of budget cutting.
Yes.
But it does harken back to being able to know all aspects of the trade.
Well, it's, when we started out in the business, we, most people start out in small stations and small markets. I know when I got my first job in television, I didn't even know how to spell the name of the city. In fact, I didn't even know where it was. I got my job over the phone. I grew up in St. Louis. I worked in St. Louis. And my first job was at a TV station in Wichita, Kansas.
In fact, I'm going to pause you because here's the first line of the book. When KWCH news director Steve Ramsey told me I had the job, I had absolutely no idea where Wichita, Kansas was. It's not the first line of the book, but hitting the ground running is the chapter. And that's how it goes, isn't it?
Well, it's exactly right. And you know this, that getting into TV news is not just getting a job. It's getting a career. And once you're in the career, you realize it isn't a career. It's a lifestyle because your whole life changes. But you have no idea how to get into it. It's just like, you know, if someone wants to be a stockbroker, wants to be a banker, wants to be a fireman, you think, that's what I want to do. And then the next big black hole is, how do I do it? How do I get into that? And I can say that from every professional, every reporter up to news director who has looked at this book and just flipped through it has said to me, I wish I had this when I was in college. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in school, you have no idea how to get into this. I mean, television is a big, lofty thing that people think is very hard to get into. And what I try to do in this book is to map out, really, it's targeted for kids in high school and journalism classes, kids in college taking journalism who want to get into TV but don't know how. This maps a course on how you can do that.
It is an apprentice trade in a way. You learn by doing, even though colleges give wonderful journalism degrees and internship experiences that weren't around when we were starting. But let's go through that kind of 1, 2, 3 of how you start and where to begin.
Well, the easiest thing these days is as soon as you get out of high school, if this is what your ambition is, or if you're in college and you realize, I want to work in TV, I want to be a reporter, maybe I want to be a producer, whatever your ambition is. The first thing you should do is get an internship. Because you can take all the classes you want, but as you said, it's an apprenticeship. There's nothing that's going to prepare you for this business than doing the work, hitting the ground running. And you've got to get your foot into the door. And I tell people that as soon as you get into college or as soon as you know you want to do this, take an internship. Don't worry about doing a lot of years and then getting your internship at the end of your college time when you've taken all the classes and you feel prepared. Because I tell you, nothing is going to prepare you for it. Take an internship in your first semester in community college if you're going to ARC or something. Get an internship, and you don't even have to be a major in journalism to get an internship into a TV station. Get an internship, come into the station, see if this is right for you, because a lot of people, I've come across a lot of interns over the years who've waited till the very end, until their last year in college when they're majoring, and then they come in to do their internship, and they find out, oh my God, this was nothing like what I thought it was going to be. I've made a huge mistake. And it is an awful lot of work. I say, come in, find out if this is for you, because this is not a job for everybody.
Once you've had the internship, and could I add that newsrooms really love the interns because they're enthusiastic, they're hungry, they're excited to be part of it, and we're really thankful for the help. But from the internship, either the next step or somewhere in there is how to submit, how to apply, how to put yourself out there for a job.
Yeah.
And that's changed a lot.
Well, it has an awful lot, and that's the big things right now are the internet. You have to create your own website. Let us know who you are. And I tell everybody, I've written one other book about making movies.
Naked Filmmaking, it's called.
Yes. And it's a noir title, as in, you know, movies like The Naked Gun, Naked Kiss, stuff like that. But that whatever your ambition in life is, as soon as you can, in fact, right after this program, go onto the website, buy your name as a domain name. I tried to buy MikeCarroll.com, but a real estate agent already had that, so I got Mike Carroll Films. But buy your name because your name has value. Whether, you know, you changed your ambitions in life, you want to be able to own that wherever you are. But for this particular thing, since you're trying to sell yourself, your personality, Beth Ruyak, you should have BethRuyak.com so that when you're trying to get a job somewhere, you can, and you talk to a news director, they say, well, where can I find you? Say, well, go to my name. That way they remember your name. You make an impression. And you can post your work. In television, if you're going to be on the air, the whole thing is what can you do? So when you're an intern, you go out with reporters. You see how reporting is done. You write your own stories. And you take the footage, or what you should do is to bring a camcorder. Shoot your own news stories when you're out there. And that's so crucial because your very first job, you're going to have to shoot your own stories. You're going to have to write your stories. You're going to have to edit your own stories. Every single thing that gets on the air is you, because there might only be three or four people working in that newsroom. So you might as well work it now. And then you post the work that you do. You get a critique by the people that are in the newsroom that are helping you. And put your stories on YouTube and then link them onto your website so that when you talk to a news director, they can say, what can you do? And they say, well, go to MikeCarroll.com, go to BethRuyak.com, and there's your stories. And literally, when you're having your first conversation with a news director in these opening jobs, they're sitting at a computer, or they might be on have another phone nearby. They'll look at your site while they're talking to you. And they'll know instantly whether you're someone that they want to look at or not.
Mm-hmm. And they decide that very quickly. We're talking with KCRA reporter cameraman Mike Carroll about his new book called Breaking Into TV News. And the two roles are separate for most people, reporter and cameraman. They demand different creative talents. They're merged in the VJ style approaching the work. But give a couple adjectives to the kind of person that might fit in each of those jobs.
I would say that just when you go into an internship, you have to have an open mind. You have to be receptive to forgetting about everything that's been told you by other people or what you think the business is going to be like. Have an open mind to what it really is. And you have to have an open mind. You have to, when someone says, okay, this is what you've got to do, you've got to go out, you've got to ask all of these questions, and you've got to get it all on tape, and then you have to write it and have it done in an hour. You have to be able to say, first thing your thought is, you freeze up. And then the thing is, I've got to get this done. And in TV news, really, the people that are going to survive are the people that are going to say, okay, I'll get it done. And the people that stay in it and that are able to keep the job are the people that get it done. Every piece does not have to be a masterpiece. It just has to be accurate. It has to be honest. And it has to be fast, and you get it on the air quickly. And if one of the things about TV is that we have time limitations. When you and I first started out, a news story was a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Now a news story is only a minute and 15 seconds at the most. That's 75 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
When you start out thinking, I've got to get this whole thing done in an hour, you can take a breath and then say, I've only got to fill 75 seconds. And in a news story, you've got interviews. My interviews will fill 30 or 40 seconds. That means I've only got to write 30 or 40 seconds of copy. You can do that. You take it step by step, and you learn how to do all of this stuff. You learn how to ask questions. You learn how, and there is an art to an interview, as you know from this show. There is an art to how to ask questions, how to go up to complete strangers in a polite way that opens them up. And I detail exactly how to ask a question, how to frame a question, and how to then how to shoot a story. I detail how to shoot a story simply. And I also detail how to put a story together simply. The one of the last chapters is about editing, which I don't mean editing in words, but how you edit your video. And that's one thing that terrifies even reporters that I work with today. And I detail how you can, step by step, how you can edit a TV news story in 10 minutes.
The book is great for all the basics, Mike, and I'm going to throw out one last line that you say here, which is, luck helps, but truthfully, getting into TV news is a sweat equity equation. It's hard work and being tenacious. I completely agree with you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know what your next project is, but if people go to your website, you have some great stories on there. Love the Wounded Warriors doing yoga, the Eclipse works, some really beautiful works.
So. Well, if I could say one thing about the Wounded Warriors story that's on my website, MikeCarrollFilms.com, is that people who are on the outside, they're trying to think, oh, TV equipment, all of this stuff is so intimidating. TV cameras are big and complicated. That story was shot with my own personal Canon camera that only cost $1,000, and I edited on my laptop. So anybody can do this, which means that the doors are open to anybody who really wants to do it. It just gets down to doing the work and proving you can do it.
If you really want to, you can.
It gets down to doing the work.
Mike, thank you so much. We'll have links to all your information in your book at capradio.org/insight. Great to work with you. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Up next, a preview of Summerfest 2012, brought to you by Music in the Mountains.